Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Well, great. Not as great as you. You sound really great. This is a National Commander of the American Legion, Denise Rowan, and she joins us now. Congratulations, I guess, are in order. You're the first female National Commander.
I am, and it is quite an honor, but it's a very
Yeah.
humbling experience also.
I can imagine. Now, what have you done since you took that commander role? I understand you've been quite busy.
I have been. I took the role on August 24th. I have visited 12 different states since then. So it's like 60 days, 12 states. I've been to Washington, D.C. twice, and been to our national headquarters, which one of them is in Indianapolis, Indiana, a couple times also. So it's
Wow.
busy, and I keep taking my vitamins to make sure I don't get, sick or anything. So
Yes, because you got a lot of stuff. You got to keep moving,
that's
so to
right.
speak. Yeah. Now, there's something called the Family First agenda. What is Family First?
So my theme for the year is family first because I believe we were all put on earth to take care of each other. Now we have our personal families, but then when someone joins the military, you kind of get a whole bunch of new brothers and sisters. When you go through basic training, you start depending on one another, and from base to base and post to post, wherever you happen to go, you have this new family that's helping to take care of you. And then when you if you happen to get out of the military and you end up in a community that you may not feel like you're part of, that's when I found the American Legion family. And we have the American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, our American Legion Riders. And within that post home, you start feeling like you have another bunch of brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, and we just start taking care of each other. And then when you look at the American Legion and what we do, what we do is take care of veterans and their families, our military and their families, and we take care of children and youth, and we teach about Americanism. And in reality, when I look at that, the American Legion family is all about taking care of our nation's families. So it really is. It becomes one big family first issue.
Family, yeah. I wish our nation could be one big family. I think that'd be
Well,
nice too.
that would be
Yeah,
nice.
but you can't have everything, I guess. Not right now.
Yep.
Okay, Veterans Day. What are you doing Veterans Day? Are you busy? That's kind of funny.
Veterans Day. Personally, I'm going to be in New York City, part of the New York City parade, and then I am asking American Legion posts across the nation. I'm asking them to open up their post homes and invite the community in. We do. American Legions across the nation are known for feeding people, and so I'm
Yes.
asking posts to open their homes, invite the community in, so they can actually see what the American Legion does and how we affect and change communities across this nation. Now, personally, I'm going to be in Post 1291 out in New York, and that's where I'll be having my meal with my American Legion family out there.
Cool. What are some of the most important issues facing veterans today? It doesn't really change. It's just a question of, I think it doesn't really change. It's just the fact that we're starting now to recognize what those issues are.
Well, yeah. In my travels, I've talked to a lot of veterans who live in rural areas, and they're concerned about their health care and the distance they need to travel. So there's a lot of work being done in the CHOICE program, and now there's a new push for something called CARE. But we're also concerned about military budgets, veterans getting the benefits they deserve, and that their claims are being processed like they should be. And then there's military suicide. Or veteran suicide. And the suicide issue, again, brings me back around to that family first issue of actually sitting down and listening to people and making people feel like they're part of a community and part of something bigger than themselves to help them, get the care they need and get the support that people need.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I can't imagine assimilating back into a society when you had a completely different lifestyle for so many years prior. That's difficult, and it takes people who understand that to be able to solve that.
Exactly. And in the military today, when you go in, you get a battle buddy, and you're with that battle buddy throughout your pretty much your whole service. But when you get out, that battle buddy would go home also, and so you may not be in the same place. And And again, that's where the American Legion family steps up, and we want people to stop by our American Legion post and visit with us and be part of our community, be part of our family.
I understand you're preparing to visit for to the Far East as well.
I am, and I'm excited about that. We will be visiting South Korea, where we have American Legion post, and we also have troops that are serving there. It's strange how, in general, people don't realize that we have military personnel stationed around the globe. So we have military in South Korea, but we're also going to be visiting Okinawa and the Philippines. Again, we have Legion post there and military personnel. So we're going to make sure
that's
that
important.
Our military are taken care of and their families, and then visiting with our American Legion members also.
Wow. How long does your post last? Is it? I'm not familiar with how that works.
It is a one-year term.
Uh-huh.
And I'm told if you do the job right, you're so tired by the end you couldn't possibly go on for a second year.
Well, you're taking vitamins, though, so this is different.
Well, that's right. But 2 months in, I'm like, okay, I understand that. But.
I don't think any other commando took vitamins, so I think you'd be the first.
I'm sure they did.
I talked to other ones. They didn't mention that they took vitamins. I don't know.
They did. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right. It's a pleasure speaking to you, and you do have a definite spirit that I've picked up from this interview that definitely works. So congratulations in that sense in being the diplomat. Continued success to you. Where do we go for more information?
For more information, you can go to our website, which is legion.org. It doesn't get any easier than that, I don't think. Just legion.org.
No.
And you could spend people can spend months there.
On the website?
On the website, yep.
Really? Oh, my God.
But I
okay.
ask, you know, when you go to the website and you start seeing what we do, check out the American Legion in person.
Perfect. Legion.org. And,
yep.
Of course, the American Legions are all over,
yes.
So you can certainly do that. Thank you so much for joining us, National Commander of the American Legion, Denise. Ron, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ron. Take care.
Bye-bye.